Bow time.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, May the 4th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Josh Williams will join us 7:25 this morning. He's a big horse aficionado. Of course he is. Everybody knows that. He's a big horse guy. He's got a lot of Kentucky Derby stuff for us. Also some NFL draft stuff. We'll get to that. We will get with Clemson women's golf coach Kelly Hester. 7:45 this morning. Lady Tigers leave today to go to the NCAA golf regionals. We'll get her thoughts on her team coming out of the ACC tournament and headed to the regionals and hopefully advance like they did last year. At 8:05 this morning, Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Tyler Viston will be with us. We'll talk a little outdoors world with him and some food plots and land management. We'll talk about that with him. Looking forward to it. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. We'll kind of get into a little Derby talk. Read a little bit about the Derby yesterday. We'll get more into that today. Talk about the NBA a little bit in case you didn't see it last night. The Cavs came and just ripped up the Raptors 128-110. And there's a point in time here where you really need to start noticing what LeBron James did. 43 last night. 43 points, 14 assists. To me, you know, plus 20 on the plus minus. But 43, 14, and 8, just amazing numbers. Kevin Love had 31 last night. But the Cavs now take a 2-0 lead. They win both games in Toronto. They're going to advance. Pretty simple there. Celtics 2-0 lead at home against the Sixers, 108-103 last night, in case you didn't see that one. The Cavs game was on early, so got a chance to watch a lot more of that one. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Warriors and Pelicans. Warriors lead 2-0, game going back down to New Orleans. What's New Orleans playing in the Western Conference? And Rockets and Jazz, that series tied at 1, going back to Utah. Hockey from last night, in case you didn't see it. Pens knotted the series with the Caps 2-each. They won last night 3-1. And the Preds did the same thing to the Jets. They won 2-1. So now that series tied at 2. NHL playoffs tonight, 7 o'clock, Lightning and Bruins. Bruins are Lightning. I should say Lightning lead that series 2-1. And the Game 5, all-important Game 5, Golden Knights and Sharks. That series tied at 2. PGA Tour from yesterday, Wells Fargo Championship. We had John Peterson shot 6 under par 66. He has a, or 65, I should say. He has a 2-shot lead over Peter Malnati. Never heard of him. And Tyrrell Hatton. From a superstar standpoint, Roy McIlroy, 3 under par, tied for 7th. Jeff Ogilvy, I know she's a superstar, 3-under par as well. Jason Day shot 2-under par. Nice to see that. Tiger Woods yesterday, even par. Tell you what, the best, the rest of the big boys shot a little bit later on, including their local players like Kyle Stanley, 4-under par, tied for second right now over our 11 local players. Clemson, Florida State this weekend in baseball. We'll give you pitching matchups and tell you what to look for in the Clemson, Florida State series. Now, remember, that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Because of exams, no baseball tonight. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Gamecocks face the Ole Miss this weekend. How about the New York Yankees winning 6-5 yesterday? 3 in the top of the ninth. Yankees playing extremely well. Going down, taking 3 out of 4 down in Houston. And the Braves are just on fire as well. Braves just destroy the Mets in that series and take over first place in the NL East. Finally, Kirby Smart, new contract, 7 years, $49 million. Well, Kirby went ahead and just took care of everything for the rest of his life with that deal. Great deal for University of Georgia football coach Kirby Smart. A lot to do today, Friday. Getting you ready for the weekend. I like this weekend because I like the Kentucky Derby. I like Cinco de Mayo. That's okay. Not in this May the 4th be with you stuff today, so Star Wars Day today, but I like all the stuff. Kind of cool. And then the NBA, the NHL, and college baseball, and a really good golf tournament. So it's going to be a good sports weekend. We're going to get you ready for it. When I say we, I mean me and my friend Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24 from the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the Orr that stirs the pot, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the Tonto, Jackleg. More important than that, the author and host of second segment two, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I tried to delay the lecture there.
It was delayed.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
The suspense.
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Happy to be here. Nice Friday weekend is beckoning.
Yeah. You're gonna be silly today. I'm gonna get some cat noises over there. I'm gonna get some horse noises over there.
No,
it's Friday. I don't blame you, man.
No.
Oh yeah, Kentucky Derby's coming up.
You're very excited for the Derby. I love the Derby.
I'll do a little jockey voice about 3 times.
Yeah, of course. What's better than a nice, easy, relaxed Friday show?
Not a whole lot, buddy.
Exactly right. Excited to have Josh on and talk some Derby and NFL draft.
His family's all in the horses, and his mom goes up to their family. They go up to these horse races all the time, Kentucky, all the Derbies and the Preaknesses, and not Preaknesses, but the Breeders' Cup and all this kind of stuff. So he's got he knows more about the Derby than anybody I know. So we used to have a guy, you don't remember this guy. We used to have a guy call the show all the time. And his name was David. He was the horse racing aficionado. He knew everything about horse racing. He'd call 3 times a year, the Friday before the Triple Crown races. And he was awesome. Did a whole segment with, don't know him, never met him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what happened to him. But he was awesome, man.
David, if you're listening, give us a call.
I know. I miss him, man. Just, I miss him. And if you know talk. David, tell him, give us a call. We got to get him in here.
We're just trying to talk a little Derby.
I'm telling you, man, what he would say is, he would give you his trifecta, his superfecta. He'd tell you all about every horse in the field. I'm like, how do you know this stuff? Mm. Like, he studied it like crazy. Anyway, it's good stuff. How you doing?
I'm fine, man. I am fine.
What did you do yesterday?
You know, I was around yesterday. Did some things around the house. We made some delicious sausage and peppers last night for dinner.
Mm.
Sausage, peppers, onions, and it was just quite a meal.
Yeah, what'd you have with it?
We just put it on a roll and just had a nice little side. I made some potato salad and just some water. It was simple and easy, but it was
you
quite
made homemade
fulfilling.
Potato salad.
Am I gonna buy it?
Well, yeah, you can buy it in the store. Yeah.
Nah, you don't buy that crap.
You made it yourself.
Yeah.
So you boiled your own potatoes.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I don't give you enough credit over there.
Yeah.
You're a culinary genius. I didn't know you're so well rounded.
I wouldn't say a genius, but I can do the basics in the kitchen, you know.
I don't think potato salad's a basic.
Potato salad's a basic.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too hard. What's the best thing you can do in a kitchen?
Traeger.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to be honest, to do your own Boston butts and do your own ribs.
So that's nothing easy about that.
It's not. Yeah, it is. You put it on there. Well, you got to have a nice rub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have that rub deal.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, man, yeah, you just.
How do you make that rub?
You got to get that cayenne pepper. That garlic powder. That sweet brown sugar. No, man. It's easy. To, you just throw it on there. You get the rub on there and you put it on there and that's it.
Yeah.
So I can do that. My specialty cereal. I make a mean bowl of cereal.
Dang.
Love some cereal. I had some cereal last night after dinner. My wife didn't know it.
I'm about to have a great bowl of Cinnamon Life when I get home.
I love Cinnamon Life. I got an unopened box at home.
Ugh. The dream right there.
It's the second best cereal ever made.
Ooh, which one?
The first, they don't make it anymore.
No.
Just oats. I mean, just bunches. You know, Honey Bunches of Oats?
Yeah, it's granola is what that is.
Yeah, it's so good, though. It was so good.
They make granola.
I know, but why did they didn't make just oats? I mean, just bunches again. It's so good.
But yeah, that's what I did yesterday. And watched the Yankees win.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. The Yankees?
Dude, they're unbelievable. There's an article out I was reading this morning at 4:45 about why the Yankees are the best team in baseball.
Five reasons why?
Yeah.
I read it.
You saw it?
I did the same thing. Yeah. Because I read it about a half hour later than you did.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, I did read that.
Question. This one was special because had the lead, gave up the lead, then three in the top of the ninth. And Torres a big hit. And
Gleyber Torres.
Oh, man. Three RBIs yesterday. He's hitting 317 now. How long before he moves up in the lineup?
Where are you going to put him?
I don't know. Gardner's only hitting 194.
I don't think Gardner's going to play that much longer because Clint Frazier is ripping up Triple A.
Get him in there. Get him in there.
Gardner is the longest tenured Yankee at this point in time.
I don't have time for feelings.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on.
I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, little TV means something, doesn't it?
Nah, not really. Nah, great. I want to play the best player.
Great. I think you leave Torres where he is right now because having a good nine hitter, having someone that could be consistent at the bottom of the lineup, kind of helps you turn it over to the big boys at top at times. And I think it's been a valuable piece so far for Aaron Boone and the Yankees.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking forward to continuing to follow this. Andujar at third is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna be loading anybody over there?
Well, they have a decision to make because obviously they signed Brandon Drury to come over and play.
That's
play
fine. There's no decision.
And he's about to come back from his little DL stint.
No, go to the future. There's no decision to be made there.
Dang.
This is a fun lineup to watch, man. Dang. A lot of fun. And on top of that, the pitch has just been fantastic.
It has been very good so far. You're going to be tested a little bit with Montgomery being out for a couple of weeks.
That's fine. The kid they brought in was awesome the other night.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm very excited about it.
A lot of fun. How about the Braves fans right now? Braves fans, you know, you got to feel good about what's going on there. It's got to be a lot of fun thinking about this. This is the first place Atlanta Braves by a game and a half. A team that's won five in a row. And not just one five in a row. They went to New York. And they destroyed the Mets.
They put 11 up on them last night, didn't they?
They outscored the Mets 21-2 in the series.
Step right up and meet the Mets.
Beat the Mets is what they did. They stepped up and beat the Mets. They had two guys under 21 hit home runs for the second time in 21,000 Atlanta Braves baseball games. Just love it. Love what the Braves are doing. Braves are fun to watch. All right, let's just call it like it is. They're fun to watch.
Braves fans are not fun to talk to right now, though.
That's fine, man. They've been so down for so long. Let them have their fun.
Yanks would be leading that division, by the way.
Of course they would. Everybody knows.
Just let everybody know.
The caller Paul always calls in and from NRE, and he would say we bet $100 a game on the Yankees records and the Braves record.
He still owes you money.
He owes me tens of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
That I'll never see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I wish Paul would win the lottery,
mm-hmm.
and I'd actually get paid out $92,000 that he owes me. he owes more than $92,000. Braves right now he would owe me $150.
That's not bad.
No, Yankees a game and a half.
That's a nice little dinner on Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Well, a lot of dinners for me.
What did you do yesterday? I am so sorry I didn't ask first and foremost.
I did some chores around the home early. And then I went to lunch with my buddies, and then I came home.
What was special yesterday?
Had a little turkey.
A little turkey sandwich?
Yeah, a little turkey. And then I did watched the golf and watched the Yankees.
Let's talk about a little golf in this next segment.
Okay.
A little golf, Matt Ryan.
In segment two?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I tell you, man, this golf course was very, very firm yesterday. She's taking it 1350.
I did see that.
Yeah, that doesn't suck. It's a firm golf course right now, but Tiger's good, man. He's good. A lot of fun to watch too. 7:40 this morning. So, and we'll start getting returns on at about 7:55. As soon as Kelly Hester's off, I'm done with the show. I'm gonna sit back and just watch Tiger Woods on the app all day long. Just getting that, man. Can't be that. I want to tell you about our friends at Engineer Sleep before we take a break, before we get to segment two. Can't wait for segment two today. What do you say is on tap? Golf, Matt Ryan.
And then I think we should finally dive into that conversation we've been trying to have for weeks.
Okay.
Of different position groups. We got through quarterbacks, and did we do running backs?
Yes.
And so we'll go through a couple more.
I want to get back on running backs because I have a question in my email back segment I'm about to put up on
Tiger. Let's have a conversation about that. We'll touch on Matt Ryan. We'll touch on Tiger Woods, and then we'll talk about that.
Can't wait to do that. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Let them make your bed for you, folks. I say make your bed, I mean actually manufacture their bed to the exact specs that you want. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep. Here's the bottom line. You're going to get the bed, the comfort that you want, the firmness that you want. But you're not going to pay a middleman to mark it up 100 and 200 and 300%. That's not going to happen. So you're going to get a really luxury item, but you're going to get it at wholesale pricing. What a great idea. On top of this, if you mention my name, when you talk to Jay Orders or Davis Orders, those fine folks over at Engineer Sleep, what's going to happen is they're going to give you 10% off. So you can't beat that. I want to, as usual, always say hello to the great men and women back there.
Hello.
Oh, man, they do a great job. They listen to us every day. Also, hello to Rob. Rob got women's golf in Furman, and they're one of the top teams in the country. Might win a little national championship with Furman golf this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's a big Furman fan over there. But those are good folks. Congaree Road in Greenville, the easiest way. Go to the website. Check everything out in advance. EngineeredSleep.com. Congaree Road in Greenville.
Did you want to get up this morning out of that engineering sleep bed?
No, I thought about it, man. My wife got up at like 4:40 to get up and to go work out.
Mm-hmm. What? Like, wait, what?
Yes. She gets up in the mornings at 4:40 to go work out.
Why not do it after work?
That's what I'm saying, Jack.
4:40?
Yeah. She leaves, 4:45.
Nope.
She leaves the house a little after 5 o'clock to go work out.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Mm-mm.
I'm with you, Brow. What's she thinking over there?
Mm-mm.
But I'm proud of her, man. She's doing great.
that equipment's still going to be there.
It ain't moving.
She ain't going anywhere.
It's not going to be fire there this afternoon.
No, I hope not. But like, it's not going anywhere.
No.
Anyway. 4:40. That is absurd.
But to answer your question, yeah, I thought about saying, I never faked an illness to go to work, though.
To get out of work? No, I haven't done it either. That's cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
My dad used to say that they had a maid growing up, and she'd come in there and heat up a penny, like boil a penny in water, mm-hmm. and put it underneath his tongue, and then go take a thermometer, and he put it in there so his temperature would be like 102. And then she would take the broom and like, seriously, she'd take the broom and like jam his little leg so he would like have little red spots all over his legs. I think he's breaking out with something. Yeah. He talked her into doing that stuff. So he wouldn't have to go to school.
May was on his side.
Hey, you know, hey. Short break. We'll come back. He didn't even have an engineer sleep bed. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two. Second segment. Can't wait for it. Zach Orr will come do it right after this break.
First Baptist Church in Simpsonville is hosting their annual Skeet Shoot Fellowship on May 5th. For $10 per person, you can take part in the Skeet, Archery, and Turkey Shoot events. There's no charge for children 12 and under and non-shooters. There'll be a raffle for outdoor items as well. May 5th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 2153 Fairview Road in Fountain Inn. For more information, log on to fbsimpsonville.org.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA. Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate is the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway. See Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. They are skilled negotiators and clever marketers who put you first, putting people over profit. The clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, say you're back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
Welcome back to the Priority One Security Solutions Studio. Priority One Security.com is what keeps us safe here at WCCP Safe and Sound. Mickey Plyler has it in his home. Multiple hosts have it in their homes as well. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Call them for all of your security needs. Dabo Sweeney is a Priority One Security member. If that makes you feel any better, 888-407-SAFE on their website or PriorityOneSecurity.com. Of course, if you want to get involved with the show today, you're welcome to call our Northland Communications phone lines at 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. If you can't call, we understand that. You can give us a text. That's 986-1566. And then, of course, on Twitter, we love to interact on Twitter here from 6 to 9, and, of course, from 9 to whenever outside of our show hours, at Mickey Plyler and at Mr. Orr 24. Mickey Plyler, yesterday, the Wells Fargo started up at Quail Hollow up in Charlotte. Didn't get a chance to watch a ton. I watched shots here and there. I was doing some stuff around the house. Tiger Woods finishes even par, 71. He is 6 shots off the lead. What happened yesterday?
He drove it very well. His new irons were pretty good. They weren't bad. Mm-hmm. He putted it like the putter was a cobra.
He putted it like a blind man, will you say?
Right, put it like a blind man. He didn't have any clue at all of the putter. His speed was off.
His putter's been good so far.
Yeah. It got to show you how hard golf is because, I mean, very seldom do you drive it well, iron it well, chip it well, pitch it well, putt it well. There's always something going to be up there because they're all such different parts of the game, all different techniques and all. But all in all, he didn't play bad, man. He 7:40 this morning. I would look for an under par round today. The bottom line, too, is that, man, the golf course is so firm and fast right now. Like, it's very, very tough right now. And I hate to go over, I love that Larry Pendley scalp deal where you got a couple of scalps.
Sure.
He got him a Mickelson scalp yesterday. Mm. Mickelson won over. Bill Haas won over. Ricky Fowler won over. Brooks Koepka won over. Koepka had 3 birdies in a row in the back. This is his first tournament since his injury. He got him a Justin Thomas scalp. Justin Thomas, 73. That's what, like, Justin Thomas right now is 73rd or 73 and tied for 79th. And, like, nobody talks about how bad he play. If Tiger shot 73, you're like, oh, he's not back. He's not back. You know, like, if you keep up with golfers.
Sure.
And you look at, like, their rounds and they're gonna play bad turns, bad rounds. They're going to miss cuts. But only Tiger's one that's critiqued the way he's critiqued.
What happened at 16 for Tiger yesterday?
That
3-putt.
He rips this drive.
Mm-hmm.
Turns this, like, 9-iron over and hooks it in to about 15 feet and runs it by about 4 feet and misses it coming back. That's disheartening to have a short birdie putt or a very makeable birdie putt and make bogey. I mean, that's like really, really, really disheartening. But you know what? He played well, man. To be honest with you, he played well. You know the thing I noticed about Quail Hollow?
What's that?
I'm reminded of it. I just forget until I see these houses that are on this golf course. Who has houses this size, man? Like, what do these people do to have 20,000 square foot homes?
I have no idea. They make a lot of money. What do you do with 20,000 square feet in a home? You get lost?
Yeah. Walk around naked, nobody ever sees you.
Your wife never sees you.
Yeah.
Can't find her.
You have an intercom system in there.
You have to.
Those houses are just massive. I'll show you pictures later on.
The leaderboard at Quail Hollow after day one, I have heard of one of the top 7. It's a very strange leaderboard to me. John Peterson is 6 under. Peter Malnati is 4 under. Tyrell Hatton is 4 under. Johnson Wagner, Keith Mitchell, Kyle Stanley, and Aaron Wise round that out. I've heard of Kyle Stanley. That's it.
Tiger, former Tiger Kyle Stanley.
Yeah. Don't know any of the other guys.
Yeah, it was not a it's not a great top of the leaderboard now, but those guys will come out. Johnson Wagner lives at the golf course. He played at Virginia Tech, I think. I think he's a he's a good player. He played what? Roy McIlroy, you know.
Of course I wrote no Roy.
So that's good. Keegan Bradley's a 50-year-old guy.
I know Keegan. I know Ogilvy and Duffner, but the top of the leaderboard is a little little foreign to me at this moment.
It leaves a little to be desired. I'll give you that.
A little bit to be desired in star power. So hopefully, what do we see today from our friend Tiger Woods?
7:40.
7:40.
Yeah, here in about an hour and 10 minutes, or 8 minutes, and I think he shoots 69 today.
69 watch.
Top under par. Gets by top 25.
Can't wait to see that. You can just get the coverage at 2 o'clock, I believe, on Golf Channel. When everything starts,
or you can listen here the last hour and 20 minutes.
Or you can listen for the last hour and 20 minutes here on WCCP.
Blow by blow, buddy.
Blow by blow. Shot by shot.
Yeah.
Some other big news in the sporting world yesterday was Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan signed a new deal with the Atlanta Falcons, getting $100 million guaranteed and becoming the first quarterback to earn $30 million a year. Ryan, who turns 33 on May 17th, who was entering the final year of that five-year, $103.75 million deal he signed in July of 2013. Now, if you look at the average annual value for quarterbacks at the moment, the highest on that list was Kirk Cousins at $28 million, Jimmy Garoppolo at $27.5 million, and Matt Stafford at $27 million. What is the common denominator between all four of those players? No Super Bowls. The four highest paid quarterbacks by year have yet to win a Super Bowl. What happens when a quarterback who has a Super Bowl on his record, who has a couple Pro Bowls on his record, goes into these negotiations or possibly free agency, looking at Aaron Rodgers here? Aaron Rodgers doesn't even look at a contract unless it starts at $35 million
a year. Yeah. Here's my question about Matt Ryan. He's 32. Is the best day still ahead of him or behind him?
He's probably got three years maybe.
So you give him a 5-year contract?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to him last year?
The offense took a step back last year. The offense went from number 1 to number 14 in the league last year.
He went from 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions to 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Yeah, they struggled last year.
He had almost 1,000 less yards. He had almost 900 less yards passing last year than the year before. His completion percentage went down by more than 5 percentage points. He was just nowhere near the quarterback is passing, is yards per completion from 9 down to 7. Just nowhere near as good last year. Here's my other question about that, about Zach Orr, Mr. 24, Jacqueline.
Sure.
Tonto.
But yeah, Big Tuna.
We say that, all right, now the pressure's on, he's got to win a Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely has to win a Super Bowl. You can't have 28-3 be your defining moment in Atlanta.
But didn't we say that about Julio Jones? Didn't we say, like, okay, you're going to make all these draft picks for Julio Jones, you can trade all these picks away, you got to win a Super Bowl now?
I think Julio Jones, while he has to win, you should want him to win a Super Bowl, has paid off that debt, so to speak.
He's had a great career.
He's been unbelievable for Atlanta.
It'd be interesting to see. You know, we did a Herschel Walker deal forever, like what those other guys did compared to Herschel Walker and what it meant to the Vikings compared to Dallas Cowboys, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that, you know, the Cowboys traded him and it really paid off for him, all the draft picks they got.
Sure.
Didn't work out for the Vikings.
Did not.
It'd be interesting to see. Matter of fact, I don't even know who they traded with for Julio Jones. It'd be interesting to see who they got and how all it worked out. And was it worth it? He's definitely the alpha dog. But we'll see.
But now he has a quarterback who's making $30 million a year throwing to him.
Mm-hmm. So is he going to try to throw better this year than he's making 30?
Yeah, he better throw better.
See, that's what
he's the highest paid quarterback in the league, highest paid quarterback of all time. And the guy's claim to fame is he won an MVP, which is fantastic. He won an MVP in 2016, and then he lost the Super Bowl 28-3.
Give me this. Give me the how many quarterbacks are better than Matt Ryan? All right, let me call it to you. This is these are guys just passing yards. You tell me he was sixth in the league in passing yards last year, but I'm going to go down the list.
First and foremost, the Falcons acquired all that, or they gave all that up to the Cleveland Browns, so the Falcons won that trade.
Right,
the
Falcons won.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call the guy. You tell me if he's better or worse than well, let's just figure who else better than Matt Ryan. Tom Brady?
He's better than Matt Ryan.
Phillip Rivers?
Matt Ryan's better than Phillip Rivers right now. Right now.
Matthew Stafford?
I think Stafford's better than Matt Ryan.
Drew Brees?
Drew Brees is better than Matt Ryan.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Matt Ryan's better than Ben.
Kirk Cousins?
Ryan.
Alex Smith?
Ryan.
Russell Wilson?
Ryan.
Jared Goff?
Ryan.
Blake Bortles?
Ryan.
Case Keenum?
Ryan.
Jameis Winston?
Ryan.
Derek Carr?
Ryan.
Eli Manning?
Ryan.
Dak Prescott?
Ryan.
Andy Dalton?
Ryan.
Cam Newton?
Ryan.
Carson Wentz?
Not enough samples there. It's just still Ryan.
Marcus Mariota?
Still Ryan.
Flacco?
Definitely Ryan.
Jacoby Brissett?
I hate Flacco.
Brissett.
Ryan.
Josh McCown?
Ryan.
So Ryan's, there's only three quarterbacks better than Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but he's paid as the number one right now.
That's fine. I don't care about how much, like who's, I don't care about that.
That's a lot of money.
It is. But if you'd have paid him $28 million, would you say, well, now we expect less?
No, it's still a ton of money.
It's a ton of money.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
I told you this before, man. Like, as a fan.
Guaranteed.
Like, you care as Giants what every player makes.
I care in the sense that it affects your ability to sign other players to be able to build that roster. You can talk about all the cap space you want. Talk about, oh, we have tons of money to spend. $100 million guaranteed over 5 years is going to affect your ability to sign other free agents.
I agree with that. I'll ask you this, though. Here's why these quarterbacks, you just said it. There's not that many better than him.
No.
Here's why that he gets that kind of contract. It's very, very simple. It's opportunity cost, and it's insurance.
I mean, I get it.
If something happens to him, what do?
It's just dumbfounding to look at that number.
If not, you got Brian Hoyer, you got Ryan Fitzpatrick, you got Osweiler, you got Blaine Gabbert, you got Drew Stanton, you got C.J. Beathard, you've got, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't pay him the money, then that's what you get.
He just had twins last year, him and his wife. His twins, their kids, and their kids' kids are set for their lives.
Good for them.
Because a man throws a football every Sunday.
Good for him, man.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I love it. Bottom line is that no one's worth that to play football. I get it. But if there's only three better quarterbacks, you're the Falcons. You got to go all in. He's 32 years old. I can give you every reason in the world not to do it. But he's 30. But the other thing is, what do you do? If he's not your quarterback, what do you do?
Sure.
So he's got you, man. He's got all the leverage in the world. Right? $100
million. $100 million man, Matt Ryan. Again, the second $100 million contract.
Here's, you know what, we do a good job with this, and I need to go back and figure this out. Matt Ryan's win-loss record as a starting quarterback. Because then, you know, it's your opportunity there. If you're not going to make the playoffs, I don't care if you go 0-16. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, how many times have you made the playoffs? What's his record been? You know. He's a good player. He's a really, really, really good player. Is he going to be for 5 years? No. Three, you know.
Is there any...
I'm surprised all that's guaranteed, though. Most of that's guaranteed.
I am too. But that precedent was set by Kirk Cousins earlier in the spring here when he signed.
Yeah.
Is there any way that this athlete contract signing, like this crazy money, this bubble ever pops? Or is it just continuing to grow?
In a lot of sports, it's already popped and will continue to pop. We won't go terribly backwards. We might go a little bit, but no. I mean, we're going to say...
Is this a ceiling, or are we going to keep going higher?
We'll keep going higher.
It's not sustainable.
Well, neither is the stock market, neither is the Hollywood, neither is the housing bubble, neither is the college bubble. I mean, the idea that you're going to graduate from college and owe a couple hundred thousand dollars in student loans, that's sustainable?
No.
But what are your alternatives? What are you going to do?
Why do we keep doing it?
What are your alternatives? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Even the bubbles that burst before, they come back even stronger. Housing markets, houses are worth more now than they were before the bubble burst.
It's going to burst again.
It will, but guess what? When it bursts, it'll come back and it'll expand even more.
Yeah.
I mean, stock market, when it crashed out in 08, what everybody's all worried about, it below 10,000, now it's 25,000. So, it might go down. You might see a slight little downtick, but then when it comes back, it's come back even more.
It's crazy to think about.
Inflation.
Crazy to think about.
You want me to tell folks about Harbor Lumber?
I would love nothing more than you to tell our folks about Harbor Lumber.
Remember the number. 353-5053. 353-5053. HarborLumber.com.
HarborLumber.com.
I love Harbor Lumber because I know the fellas. I know Randy. I know Wes. I know the fellas there. And I know, like, what they truly stand for and, like, their business. You know, a lot of people act like they are good at customer service. Have you ever heard a company say, well, we don't really care about customer service? I know some that don't, and it's obvious that they don't. But no one ever comes out and says, you know what? We suck at customer service, and we don't really care about customer service. I think Apple doesn't care about customer service. You? Like, you show up at Apple, they're like, whatever, pal. Yeah, your phone. I don't really care about your phone right now. Whatever.
You've had some bad experiences with
Apple. Yeah, but they don't really care about customer service. That's not why you buy an Apple. No one ever says, man, that Apple,
mm-hmm.
that iPhone, boy, I tell you what, customer service is great with it. But nobody ever said, look, they lived this, man. And it's really, it's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why they live for over 100 years and doing it right. I was talking to another business person in another industry yesterday and I asked him about this company that's got a mutual friend. And I go, why are they so good? He goes, man, when they say customer service, they live it. Everybody says that they live it. Same thing at Harbin Lumber. They walk the walk. HarbinLumber.com, full service lumber yard for you upstate builders, remodels, and handymen. HarbinLumber.com. Remember, number 353-5053. 353-5053. I enjoyed the segment too.
Oh, I enjoyed it too. I appreciate you filling us into some Tiger Woods and Quail Hollow. And we got a lot more for you today during the show. We have guests coming up. We have Delvin here on hold. Delvin, stay through the break. We'd love to get to you in the next segment. And we'll be back for more right after this.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $5,399. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin. Pest control down to a science.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
feeling, yeah.
Welcome back. We're getting to that point in time now where you'll start to have some mold and mildew issues with the things that come out with any kind of moisture underneath your home. And I can just tell you that our friends at Canty want to take care of that. They can dry out that crawl space. I've seen these pictures. I've never seen anybody do this. I've seen pictures of these encapsulated crawl spaces, and they will put an end to any of your miseries with any mold or mildew. You want your families to breathe better air, to be safer. You know, mold and mildew can lead to so many bad things. Let these guys and girls take care of it. Canty Foundation, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let's get a couple phone calls here. Delvin and Chad, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Delvin, check it in at Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're fantastic.
Well, I want to say the Tennessee Folk Volunteer Cutting Shirts is a gift that keep on giving. It claimed another victim. The president got fired. Beverly Davenport, she got fired. I don't know if you saw the letter that the chancellor wrote. He wrote a scathing letter about how she handled the whole cutting shirt situation. And now watch. Now, Phil, if I'm going to take out the whole program, he probably named president in a couple of days. President in the 80s.
And I'm just telling you right now.
He probably fired Jerry Pruitt and named himself the head coach in about a year.
I'm just telling you right now. I do not trust Philip Fulmer. Sorry. Don't trust him. I know the culture that he coached in. I know the stories of him as a recruiter. Don't trust the guy. Sorry.
Yeah, he just got a new deal. You know, he just got a new 4-year deal to be AD.
I'm sure of that. But remember, he hired a guy who is going to do it old school and hired a bunch of old school staff guys on here who can do it old school. If I'm Tennessee, I hate losing. And I go back to a couple of decades of losing now. But also hate the fact that the AD was sabotaging people before he was an AD and trying to run things without being the AD. And I think Philip Fulmer's cutthroat and old school, I don't trust him one bit.
He probably got that woman kicked out. You never know. He probably went to the people and said, hey, I can't work with this lady.
Cutthroat.
And probably got her fired. Now they're looking for a new president. And he probably take over there. He probably said, I want the job. Then Jerry Pruitt, he did. He goes, you know what? I can coach this team. I'll let Jerry Pruitt go. I'll be the president, the AD, and the head coach.
Just telling you.
But I do find it kind of funny that Mark Rick got his contract announced, got his contract extended, that Georgia came out and announced Kirby Smart got a new deal, but I just found that kind of funny, though. But, man, watching the Braves and the Yankees, they red hot right now, especially the Braves. That Aussie kid is unbelievable.
Yeah, I was listening to a Braves fan and a Mets fan, friends of mine yesterday. They were getting into it about the future of it, and the Mets fan doesn't believe in long-term. I don't know about long-term or not. I just know this. The Braves got a lot of young talent, and they got a lot of players on there that might be playing over their head a little bit right now.
You know what's scary, Mickey?
What's that?
Is that they're going to have a lot of money next year.
Yeah. Are they going to spend it, though?
Yeah, they're going to spend it next year. They said they're going to spend it.
Well,
Can you imagine they spend a lot of money against an ace pitcher, like a number one pitcher at a third baseman or something like that, a big name to come in with them young players? That's scary.
Well, a lot of people say they're going to spend money. We'll see if they spend it. I hope they do. Yeah. I like the Braves.
And Zach, you wrong, man. Ben Roethlisberger is better than Matt Ryan.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
When I watch Ben Roethlisberger, I appreciate the phone call, Devin. Thanks a lot. When I watch Ben Roethlisberger, sometimes I think, man, this guy's really, really, really good. And sometimes next game, he's like 5 picks. I'm like, man, this guy sucks. Is that wrong for me to think that way? That like he's at times a couple drives, like even first half, second half. You know, like, man, why are the Steelers down 27-3? Well, Roethlisberger threw 3 picks the first half, looked terrible. Second half looked great.
He's a good quarterback. It's just he's not better than
you like Ryan better.
Yeah.
We'll see. Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Hey, question for Zach, and then question for you. Let's start with Mr. Orr. Zach, you got an agent?
No, Chad, I do not.
Okay, because you probably need one. I mean, let's take the second segment and let's take it to the moon, right? And so, I mean, I don't know if you could get the Kelly Grammer Show to open up for you for the main event on a Saturday, or let's get the newspaper guy out of here and take the second segment, make it actually the second show of the day. But I think you need an agent, and I think you need to start working on some of the stuff.
I appreciate
you're doing
that.
Really great week with the second segment.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
And so the question for you, Mick, I don't know if you saw in Sporting News, they ranked the top 25 college football quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, my dad sent me some texts, like one of these texts that takes like 2 minutes to read, and he's irate that Jake Bentley's ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Like, he's just like, he couldn't believe it, like all caps.
Yeah, so Nick, I want you to go through the list, right, and tell me what quarterbacks, and based on the fact that you got 3 years or 4 years with Trevor, I just want to base it on this season. How many quarterbacks would you trade, for Trevor? Or is he the best one on the list?
All right, now, are you going to tell me that he's going to start? Like, he's gone. Assuming that he starts. Is that what we're saying?
Assuming.
All right. They have, I'm going to let you do this too with me, Zach, okay? Got a few minutes here. They have Trevor Lawrence number 25. And again, now Kelly Bryant's in this thing too. You tell me if Trevor Lawrence is better or worse than these guys. Let's assume that Lawrence starts every game this year for that argument. Like, which one would you take? Mason Fine from North Texas.
Trevor Lawrence.
Malik Rozier, Miami.
Lawrence.
Justin Hansen, Arkansas State.
Lawrence.
Ryan Finley, NC State. Finley needs to be higher than that.
Yeah, he does.
I take Trevor Lawrence over Ryan Finley.
Ryan Finley was really good against Clemson last year.
Yeah.
Really good against Clemson last year. I take Ryan Finley right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Rourke, Ohio.
Lawrence.
Brett Rypien, Boise State.
Lawrence.
Kyler Murray, Oklahoma. I hadn't seen it yet, man.
I haven't seen it either. Lawrence.
Jake Bentley, South Carolina, 17.
Come on now.
Who'd you rather have this year, Jake Bentley, Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State. Not sure he's going to start either.
Lawrence.
Shea Patterson, Michigan.
Shea Patterson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence.
I think Shea Patterson's going to tear it up in Michigan.
Justin Herbert, Oregon.
Lawrence.
Kelly Bryant, number 13, Clemson.
Well, that's... Take the fifth.
No! Which one do you want?
I'll take the fifth there.
Nick Fitzgerald, Mississippi State.
Trevor Lawrence. Is Fitzgerald's... Did he break his leg? Was it his leg last year?
He tore his knee. Ripped it up, man. Jalen Hurts, Alabama.
Lawrence.
Mackenzie Milton, Central Florida. I like Milton.
I like Lawrence.
Me too. Jared Stidham, Auburn.
Lawrence.
Brian Lewerke, Michigan State.
Lawrence.
Drew Locke, Missouri. I like Drew Locke.
Lawrence.
Jake Browning, Washington. I like Jake Browning.
Jake Browning.
That's three for you. Will Greer, West Virginia?
Will Greer.
That's four for you. Khalil Tate, Arizona?
Khalil Tate.
That's five for you. Jake Fromm, Georgia?
Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah.
Tua?
I don't think Jake Fromm's the best quarterback on his team. Tua?
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Trace McSorley, Penn State?
Definitely Lawrence.
Got five.
I don't believe in Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley was one on that list.
Yeah.
That's an abomination.
I agree. But still, man. Still. Right? Whew. Do you notice how many I picked?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw zero there.
He's the best player. He's the best quarterback in the country.
He has not taken a snap.
He's the best quarterback in the country.
He hasn't taken a snap in a regular season
what,
game.
I'm just telling you what the deal is. Best quarterback in the country.
I mean, I'm with you. He just hasn't taken a snap.
Yeah. Couple of things here. Our Numbers Matter segment. I got a great Numbers Matter segment for you. Zach Orbis, Store 24, Tonto, Jackalee. Numbers Matter, University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com, coffee bar, resort style pool, all the amenities, man. These kids are moving out right now.
Pet park?
Pet park, yeah. Winston can have his own park.
Man.
Your wife could have your own coffee bar. Your girlfriend. Don't your old lady. She have her own coffee bar over there. Get your own resort style pool.
Don't you marry me off. I'm a stallion. Need to run free.
It ain't happening, Stallion. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Get in touch with them. University College, universitycollege.com. Great place to live. Students for fall, man. Look, before you leave, today's last day of exams. Before you leave, take care of it. Universitycollege.com. Numbers matter. The number is 784-3400. 784-3400. Here's the number that matters for you. So far, strokes gained for Tiger Woods on putting strokes gained this year. 8th on the PGA Tour. Yesterday, 120th. That's what happened. You asked what happened. That's what happened, Zach. Didn't putt it well. Putt like a blind man. So went from 8th to 120th in strokes gained. University College's numbers matter. 784-3400. Good stuff there. We'll come back. Hour two. One open phone line segment. Then Josh Williams, a little Kentucky Derby talk, a little NFL draft talk. Kelly Hester, women's golf coach at Clemson, going out to the NCAA tournament. We'll get it with her at 7:45. Then on Jinx Realty Hunting and Fish Report. So really one more open phone line segment for the next hour. If you need us, love to hear from you. With Zach, I'm Mickey. Hour number two after a very short break.